Hi, this is a dictation for Welton McInnis. WeltonMcInnis. Date of birth is 10/24/1973. Date of accident 10/8/2025. Date of service 11/4/2025. The patient is here for a evaluation for a, as a new patient today. He's reporting that his right arm is hurting tremendously, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he's unable to move it. Reportedly, he says that there is a fracture in the right shoulder. It is wrapped, and also it is in splint, and a arm sling is there. He also has a severe pain in the lower back, with shooting pain to the right leg, and loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness is also reported. Patient attributes all of these symptoms as a victim of an automobile accident. Details of the automobile accident are as follows. On 10/8/2025 in the afternoon, patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in a vehicle where there were 3 to 4 people, but he doesn't know them. He was a lift vehicle, and it was a sedan. It was a ride share. They were traveling off the Lodge Freeway near Wyoming in Detroit. And he do not remember, but he was looking at his phone at the time of accident. So he do not remember anything about the road speed or how the accident happened, where they hit. And at the end, he went to the hospital. At DMC, hope, but he is not sure for that, where he was admitted overnight. X-rays were done. Splint was provided. Arm sling was provided. Neck brace was provided. But he doesn't have all the information. Medications were provided. Regarding the damage to the car, patient do not have any idea. He did not take any pictures. He reportedly says that he passed out at the time of accident, and he do not know. Regarding the injuries, he says there is a fracture of the right shoulder. No bleeding was reported, no fractures, no other fracture or laceration or contusions. He do not remember if he banged his head or body, chest, pelvic or abdomen, or hip and knees or elbows or shoulder to anything at this time. History is imperfect. It was not a hit and run accident. Police did not come. Ambulance did not come to the scene. And there was a loss of consciousness. Airbag did not deploy. He was not wearing a seatbelt. He did not know the car that hit them and what was the speed of those cars. He also did not know the people that were traveling with him. History of the presenting illness. Patient is suffering from no headaches, no dizziness or vertigo, no loss of consciousness since the accident, no seizures or ringing in the ear, no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem, no pain in the face. Patient has a history of loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, and nightmares. Denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. And he has no sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. He has moderate difficulty in walking. He is limping while walking, and he can walk up to half a block only due to the severe pain in the lower back. Sitting and standing is okay. Sleep is 3 to 4 hours, and the pain is shooting down to the right leg. There is a numbness and tingling of the right leg. No lightheadedness or weakness are reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, pains are continuous, affecting the right shoulder and lower back mostly, as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp. They are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADL are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking. Improved by lying down and nothing. No X-rays, CT scan have been reportedly been done, or maybe they were done at the hospital. No, patient do not have any idea. He's crying in pain. See? Patient has numbness of the right leg, but no muscle weakness. He has not fallen. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, personal history, legal, ADLs, diagnosis. Physical examination, 52-year-old African-American male of average build nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, alert-oriented. And the attitude and demeanor is very good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. And no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. No overt anxiety or lethargy. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological and musculature exam are all normal. Paravertebral muscle is not in spasm. Musculoskeleton inspection, palpation from the temporary spine tenderness is noticed at L5-S1 and right SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is noticed, no hypertonicity. Range of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 20, the extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Stirling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, total test are all negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. CLR is positive. CAMP test is positive bilaterally. Babinski and Bregar test negative. SI joint. Right SI joint is tender. With positive Gansler and Faber test on the right. However, the iliac compression, standing flexion, and distraction test are negative. Extremities examination. Except for the right foot, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, including the right leg. Please use the template. Examination of the right shoulder is as follows. The shoulder was wrapped up in a dressing. And also, there were tenderness in the anterior part of the shoulder and superior part of the shoulder. Range of motion is less than 90 degrees. More likely 70 degrees of abduction. It causes a lot of pain. There is a weakness of the right arm. Pain level is 10. Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. Empty beer can test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Distally, Hawken-Kennedy test was negative. Distally, the phalen sign and tenon sign is negative. Grip is normal. Slight weakness of the right arm is noticed. Please use the diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin to the affected area of the right shoulder and the lower back. Medications are provided to the patient. Naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep, Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief, Norco 7.5325, 1 pill a day for 7 days. MRI of the right shoulder and lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. Find out further. Help. MAPs are ordered. Patient was also ordered a X-ray of the right shoulder, three views and two views of the humerus. No fracture was dislocated. No fracture dislocation was noticed. Clavicle and the acromic clavicle joint, shoulder joint are all intact. No positive findings. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We are going to release the records from DMC Hospital. Interventional pain procedure. Patient was provided with an injection of toradol for pain relief. No other when procedures are being done. After the MRI is available, the treatment plan will be modified. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records are being ordered released from DMC. Investigations. We have ordered a MRI for the right shoulder and lumbar spine, DME. The patient has been provided with a tense unit and a to help muscle spasm. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.